Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Aleph. So you'll notice we have a very short Amud Beis today. It's short in content, but a very, very difficult Amud Beis actually. So, but anyway, we left off on daf Nun Amud Beis, and the Gemara has been discussing the concept that we have by Kachim. As we keep on mentioning, there are two unique halachos when it comes to Kachim, when it comes to limudim that relate to Kachim that don't apply to the rest of Kala Torah Kula. One of them is the idea that by Kachim you always need Shana Lava Kasav La'akev, that when the Torah tells you something once by Kachim, it's only as a lechatchila, but it doesn't mean that it's ma'akev b'diavad until it tells it to you twice, as opposed to in Kala Torah Kula, the assumption is of many Rishonim that you don't even have such a chilik between a lechatchila and b'diavad by dinim da'oraisa in Kala Torah Kula. Lechatchila b'diavad is only on a derabbanan level in Kala Torah Kula, but by Kachim it's assumed that something is only a din lechatchila until it's told to us that it's din b'diavad as well. And the second important rule is that we're not lomed min alamad, that when it comes to Kachim, you can't have a double limud. And the way that that rule is formulated is that if something is derived from a hekish, it cannot be chozer umalamed behekish. So double hekish is no good. So the whole daf yesterday and the first part of the daf today is working on that issue of a double limud. And we're working not only with the limud of hekish, but we're going through all of the different limudim. Hekish, gzeres shava, kal v'chomer, binyanav, right? When can something be derived with a double limud? When can it not? What if it's a double kavul chomer, a double binyanav? What if it's a hekish and a binyanav and a hekish? All of those issues. So that is the discussion in the Gemara. We left off. And we're going through each one. We're going through all the different permutations. With each one, you have four questions to ask. Something that's learned from a hekesh, can it be chozer melamed behekesh, bebinyanav, begzer shava, bekavah chomer? You have those questions to ask by each and every... You have a Gemara? Yeah. Beach? Do you need one?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're more comfortable with it. So that is the structure of the Gemara. That's what we're going through right now. So the Gemara that we left off yesterday, I believe we left off about 10 lines before the end of the page. Last one in line is Davar. Davar alamid b'kavul chomer ma'ushay alamid b'binyanav. Something that itself is derived from a kavul chomer, can it go b'chozer u'malamid b'binyanav? As I pointed out yesterday, it's important to chart this out to get a good feel for what can and cannot be chozer u'malamid, because the Gemara goes through one by one. It's much easier when you see it right in front of you. So something that is derived from a kavul chomer, so can you then apply b'binyanav? Can you then apply a binyanav to further the limud? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Tashma, we have a raya from the following Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah later on in the Masechta, Daf Samach Tes, where we say the following. Malek v'nimitzes trefa. So we know that by oaf, when you shecht a bird, so the shechita was not a normal shechita of the oaf as a carbon. It was done, a malika was done instead. A malika is done biyad, it's not done bakli, and it's done from the back of the neck, it's not done from the front of the neck. So normally, if you were to do a malika, let's say, on a chicken nowadays, you were to do a malika instead of a shechita, that would make the chicken a nevela. It would not be kasher, right? It's not a kasher shechita, but that's what they would do. They would do a malika, so in the base of Mikdash. So malak v'nimtzei strefa, if they did a malika, and it turned out that the animal was a trefa. Now, trefa means that the animal had some sort of illness, some sort of problem in the inner organs of the animal. So so the question is, does it now become nevela also? Meaning, do we assume that the malika that you did was enough to get rid of the problem of nevela and you only have the problem of trefa? Or do we assume that, look, if the malika was not matir the animal to be eaten, because after all, it's a trefa, well then the animal is therefore still a nevela as well. That the only way malika is ever going to work is if it's matir the animal to be eaten. But if anyway the malika is not going to be matir the animal to be eaten, maybe it should still retain the status of nevela. What's the difference? Either way, you can't eat it. So the difference is when it comes to tumas nevela. Whereas trefa, there's no inherent tumma. When it comes to nevela, there is an assumed tumma of nevela that you can't. And tumas nevela is a very severe form of tumma. So does this animal, does this bird have tumas nevela? Rameir omer ena metame beis ablia. Rameir says it's not metame beis ablia. Meaning nevela is metame beis ablia. Nevela's oaf, tahar, is metame beis ablia. If you have a nevela of a kosher bird, when you swallow it, it's metame in that area of the throat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer metame beisablia. Rabbi Yehuda says that it would be metame beisablia, meaning it would have the status of a nevela. Amar Meir, so Meir says kal v'chomer. He says, I'll give you a kal v'chomer. Uman nevelos behema, shemetama b'mago b'masa. When you have a normal nevela of a behema, where it's metame b'mago b'masa, shchitasa metaheres treifasa mitumasa, if you shechted a treifa behema, it's not going to have tumas nevela. The shchita on a treifa behema is going to take away its nevela status. It's going to take away its tumas mago b'masa. It's only going to be a treifa that's asr b'achila, but it's not going to be shaykh to all the laws of nevela anymore. So nevelas of shein metame b'mago b'masa, a nevelas of which is not metame b'mago b'masa, because nevelas of the din is by nevelas of tar that it's metame b'sablia, but it's not metame b'mago b'masa. So eno din shete shchitasa metaheres treifasa mitumasa. So for sure the shchita should be effective to be metaher the treifa from its tumas nevela. Meaning the tumas nevela of a behema is stronger, the Gemara is suggesting, than the tumas nevela of an oaf. Now, if the tumas nevela of a behema can be gotten rid of through a shechita, even when the animal is a treifa, so then tumas nevela of an oaf should for sure be able to be done away with through a shechita when the animal is a nevela. So that's the kal v'chomer. And again, keep in mind, what do we want to know? We want to know if something that is itself is derived from a kal v'chomer, can you be chozer melamed bebinyanav? So here we have a kal v'chomer to tell me that Rameir suggests, a kal v'chomer to tell me that nevelas of tahar that was a treifa does not have tumas nevela. So ma matzinu b'shchita shemachsharasa ba'achila mitaheres treifasa mitumasa af malika shemachsharasa ba'achila titar treifasa mitumasa. What did that kal v'chomer teach me? That kal v'chomer told me that if I shecht a nevelas of tahar that turned out to be a treifa, that it loses the status of nevela. But that wasn't the machlokas. The machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda was, if I do milika on a nevelas of tahar, that turned out to be a treifa. So from the kal v'chomer, I see that if you shecht the nevelas of tahar, that turned out to be an of tahar. I keep saying nevela. If you shecht an of tahar, that turns out to be a treifa, that does take away the nevela status. It's not a nevela. But how do I see that the same is true if you do malika on an of tahar, that turns out to be a treifa? So that's a mematzinu, that if shchitas machshir ba'achila is just like shchita, which is machshir ba'achila, shchita, something that makes it right to be eaten, is mitaheres treifasa mitumasa, is able to be mitaher the treifa from the tumas nevela, af malika shemichsharta ba'achila titar treifasa mitumasa. So to malika, which is machshirit ba'achila, should be able to be mitaher the treifa from the tumas nevela. So that's Rabbi Meir basically saying, how do I know that when you do malika on an of tahar and it turns out that the bird was a treifa, that it does not have the status of tumas nevela, that it's not mitame bebeis ablia? I know it from a double limud. The original source is by behema to shchita of an of is a kal v'chomer, and then shchita of an of to malika of an of is a binyan av or mematzinu. They mean the same thing. Is a binyan av, we'll call it. So there you see that you can take something that's derived from a kal v'chomer and apply it to a binyan av. That's going to be the Gemara's raya. But before the Gemara finishes off the raya, before the Gemara deals with the raya, it first finishes off the Mishnah. There is a third shita in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, daya kinevelas behema tahora sheshchitasa mitaharta v'lo malikasa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, wait a second. If you shecht the of tahar and it turns out to be a treifa, then you're right. You got a kal v'chomer. You got a great kal v'chomer from behema. That's if you shecht it. But to apply the same to malika, I don't think so. To say that if you do malika on the of tahar and it turns out to be a treifa, that too is going to take away its status of nevela, he says, I don't think that that's correct. That will not take away its status of nevela. So says Gemara, so there, but there we have our raya. Velohi, Gemara says, no, it's not a raya at all. Hasan tavehi mishchita dechulin ka'asyan. So what does that mean? Rashi explains. Hachi perusho. Hasam ikar time of the Rameir lo yolov bebinyan av. The real svar of Rabbi Meir to apply from the behema to from the oaf the beshchita to the oaf b'malika was not really from a binyanav, rather it was from a hekish. It was from zos taras a behema va'ov k'dil kaman perichatos a'ov amrin rameir kra ashkel v'darish v'inami tavi gomer la b'binyanav. And even if it was from a binyanav k'diktan b'masnisin lo mifshe tabayin, it still wouldn't answer our shayla. Darameir malika b'katshim mishchita d'chulin gomer. Because remember we discussed yesterday, when not all of the limudim, when not all of the stages of the limud relate to kadshim, it's a major discussion, a major machlokas, whether that is subject to the limitations of limudim by kadshim. Rabbi Meir's source was from shchita of an oaf. Shchita of an oaf is something that you do on chulin just to be able to eat the oaf. So it turns out that the middle stage was not about kadshim, it was about chulin. We want to know within the rules of kachim, can you take something that itself is derived from a kal v'chomer and then go and use it to be melamed with a binyanav? But we don't have that by kachim. The example we gave with Rameir Shita was in fact by a case of chulin. Now Rashi's shita is that if the melamed harishon and the lamad harishon, meaning of the whenever you have a double limud, you have three stages. You have the original din, the middleman, and the end game, right? The final din. You have one, two, and three. So the Rashi shita is that if the melamed harishon and the lamad harishon, meaning one and two, are chulin, and the Malamed Ha'achron is Kachim, that's subject to the Machlokas Rav Papa and Marzutra. Because that's what Rashi says at the end over here. He says, Uleman de Lesley, Rav Papa, Avogad de Laman Kaldesh, Lav Rayahi. So if you don't hold like Rav Papa, then you wouldn't have a Raya from here. Meaning, it sounds like if you would hold like Rav Papa, you would have a Raya. Because if you go Baso the Lamad and not the Malamed, Rashi sounds like, as long as the last step is kachim, that would be good enough according to Rav Papa. So the way Rashi understands it is if the first two steps are chulin, like over here, shchitas behema, shchitas of, and the last step is kachim, like over here, melikas of, so then it's good enough. That's subject to the machlokes Rav Papa and Marzutra. According to Rav Papa, that we go basa the lamad, so since the lamad ha'achron is kachim, that's considered kachim in regards to these dinim, and according to Marzutra, who holds that we go bust to the Malamed, so since the Malamdim are both Chulin, so it's Bechlal Chulin, and would not be subject to the limitation of the Drashos by Kachim. However, the Shita Mukubetzas over here on the page, in a couple of places, writes that if the Malamed Arishon and the Lamad Arishon, meaning 1 and 2, are both Chulin, everyone would agree that it's chulin and that it's not, and that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not saying that you can't learn from Rav Meir Shita over here because not everybody agrees it's subject to machlokas or pav marzutra. No, the Gemara is saying you can't learn from Rav Meir Shita over here because everyone would agree that this Shita of Rav Meir is definitively a case of chulin. Why is it definitively a case of chulin? Because both stage one and stage two are chulin. The original malamed and the original lamad are both chulin. That the subject of machlokas is when stage two is already kachim. Stage one is chulin, stage two is kachim. That's where you have a machlokas, Rav Papa Marzutra. But if stage one and two are both chulin, no machlokas. It's for sure going to be something that is, it's no machlokas, for sure going to be something that is considered in the category of chulin, not in the category of kachim, for our purposes. Now, what you do see over here, there are a couple of important points over here. There does seem to be a relationship between treifa and nevela on some level. Meaning, the Gemara is talking about is the fact that the animal is a treifa. Does that ruin the shchita that's matir the isur nevela? Meaning, normally isur nevela is you shoot an animal in the head, that's an isur nevela. You shecht it properly, it's not an isur nevela. Treifa, you would think, is a totally different parasha. It's got nothing to do with nevela. Treifa is if the animal is sick. So if shchita is matir from nevela, why should the fact that it's a treifa have any bearing whatsoever on whether shchita is matir from nevela? You did a shchita on it. So the discussion is, if the shchita is not matir the animal ba'achila because of the treifa element, maybe that's a chisaron in the nevela on some level. It's a chisaron in dine nevela on some level. This discussion of how related treifa and nevela are to each other is a major discussion in Rav Yosef Engel in Asfonda Araisa. He has a beautiful piece. Every piece he has is beautiful. We've quoted many of them in the past. It's just a brilliant, brilliant sefer. All of his farm are brilliant. But in Klal Tazayin, Asfonda Araisa, he starts out by saying, Nistapakti, Isser Trefa Ma'inyano. What's the idea of Isser Trefa? Im Isuro hu Isser mi bachutz kishar Isurim, ve'inanu chisorim b'shchita klal. Do you say that Trefa is totally unrelated to the Shchita? It's just Stam, it's an Isser, that the animal is sick, so it's a separate Isser. Odilma Inyano shebitrefa gazra Torah, shelo toil bo ashchita le'inyan achila. That by Trefa the Torah's gozer, not that there's a separate Isser, but that every animal is asr without shchita. And the Torah goes that when the animal is a treifa, shchita is not going to help that animal. And therefore, here's his lashon, v'avi nevela le'inyan achila. And it's considered like a nevela in regards to achila. Not in regards to tumah, but treifa is like a nevela le'inyan achila. And that I'm not going to go through the whole piece, obviously, but one major makar to deal with this is this mishnah that we're discussing right here. To what extent does the fact that the animal is a treifa ruin the shchita to be mitarit from nevela? It depends how closely related treifa and shchita are. Is treifa something separate from the shchita, and nevela is a din in the shchita, but treifa's not? Or is treifa also a din in the shchita? They say this was Rav Chaim's bar mitzvah pshatel. He didn't know the Rav Yosef Engel, obviously. He didn't say over the Rav Yosef Engel on his own. His bar mitzvah pshatel that he came up with on his own was the din of treifa versus nevela, like most bar mitzvah boys. He discussed whether treifa and nevela is one iser, and the lashon that he had is that treifa is tchilas nevela. That treifa is like halfway to nevela. That's the dinin. He had something like 8 or 10 rayas, and they say that after his bar mitzvah pshatel, the Beis Halevi was pretty proud. He was he was pretty impressed that the bar mitzvah boy came up with such a drasha. But that's the that's issue number one over here. Okay, the other issues we'll get to in a second. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, so far we've discussed double limudim in the area of hekish, in the area of Gzeira Shava, and in the area of Kal V'chomer. The only one left to discuss is something that's derived from a binyanav. Can it then be Chozer Malamed with another binyanav, a Hekish, a Gzeira Shava, Kal V'chomer? Now, up until now, we've been dividing it into four separate shailas. We've been saying, okay, I have something that's learned from a Kal V'chomer. Can now be Chozer Malamed with Kal V'chomer? Question two, can it now be Chozer Malamed with Hekish, etc.? We've been going through each one individually. The Gemara, I don't know if it's just getting tired of going through each one individually, but the Gemara says with this last one, Davar Alamed B'binyanav, that which is derived from binyanav, mao she yalamed, can it then be chozer malamed behekish begzer shav bekal v'chomer binyanav with any of the four? So the Gemara just asks it all at once, and the Gemara answers it pretty much all at once. The Gemara says pshot me'achada. We only really know an answer to one of them, meaning most of these are going to be in ibaya d'loiv shita. The Gemara is going to leave as an unresolved question. The only one we're going to be able to resolve is whether that which is derived from binyanav can be chozer malamed b'binyanav. Why do we assume? Why is the din that if dam had lina, it stayed overnight when it wasn't supposed to, that it's still going to be kosher? What does it mean it's kosher? Rashi points out shim alo lo yered, that if it's brought on the mizbeach, you're not going to have to bring it down. It's kosher to be left on the mizbeach. How do I know that? Sharei lan be'emurin kasher, because that's the din by emurin as well. That if there was lina done by the emurin, you can leave it on the mizbeach. Im Allah lo yered, you don't have to go bring it down from the mizbeach. Lan be'emurin kasher. How do I know lan be'emurin is kasher? Sharei lan be'basar kasher, because the halacha is that if the basar had lina, that it too is kasher. Rashi points out the din of lina by basar is different than the din of lina by emurin and by dam. By basar, Rashi points out kasher gomur min haTorah. It's completely kosher by basar in the sense that shezman achila shlam shnei yamim. It's supposed to be eaten for 2 days. It's not even like you made a mistake when there was lina on the basar. The basar is supposed to be left overnight so you can have it for a second day. Alma emurin gamri binyanav al adam. But either way, the Gemara is saying that we derive the heter of lina by a murin from lina by basar with a binyanav, meaning there is no hekish, the Torah is never makish the two of them, there's no gzer shava, there's no kal v'chomer, just simply a derivation of binyanav, that it says in one place we apply it to the other as well, and we apply from a murin to dam with another binyanav. So here you have something that is itself is learned from a binyanav, being chozer u'melamed b'binyanav. Yeah, so that's really our raya right there. We're just going to finish quoting the rest of the Mishnah also. But there's our raya, that binyanav can be chozer malamed b'binyanav. And that's the only one of the four that we're really going to be able to answer, that the double binyanav. We're not going to be able to answer binyanav, then kal v'chomer, binyanav, then gzeir shav, binyanav, then hekesh. Just binyanav, then binyanav. Yeah?
Why does the Gemara attach plus to Shlom? You have Taida, you have Chos. Why Shlom?
Yeah, you probably have to see the original context. We'll have to see on Pei Dalet. It must be in context that it's obvious. I don't know. I was thinking about that also. Must have been obvious in context, but I'm not sure. So Tosas just points out, wait a second. What did we do the whole daf yesterday? We basically had a few rules that we were able to prove, and based on the ones we were able to prove, we kept on coming up with kal v'chomers. Well, if it works, the double limud works over there, then kal v'chomer should work over here. So Fractosos, shouldn't we have a kal v'chomer over here? Pshat meaning that which should answer us more than just one of these questions? Pshat mi'achada, says Tosos, tema, ditarti tivshot. Not just one, we should really be able to answer two. Dikim de malamid b'binyanav chavero, im kain malamid b'kal v'chomer. If that which is derived from binyanav can then go and make another binyanav, then it should for sure be able to go and make a kal v'chomer. Why? For the following svara. Uma hekeshenu malamid behekesh. Imi de ravina, or yeshu shvi imi de rava, right? However you want to learn it. The fact that we cannot do a double hekesh, we know from ravina or rava we had 2 days ago. And nevertheless, that which is derived from a hekesh is malamid bekal v'chomer mid the tana de Rabbi Shmuel that we had 10 blad ago. So binyan av hamalamid be binyan av chavero, a binyan av which you can do a double binyan av, meaning once we're poshet, our shaila that we are able to be poshet, that a binyan av which can work as a double ain't odin she lamid bekal v'chomer, meaning if that which isn't which won't work on itself, a hekesh doesn't work on itself, still a kal v'chomer will work on it. A kal v'chomer can build off of a hekesh. So binyan av, which can work on itself, kal v'chomer that a kal v'chomer should be able to build on a hekesh, should work off of a hekesh. So eno did sheilam b'kal v'chomer. Okay, God knows kal v'chomer la'el. And Tosa says, you know, this isn't even me being creative. Tosa says this is exactly what we did previously in the whole yesterday's daf. It's not even something that's so new. Shidim Gletzis is some sort of yishuv. Not going to get into it right now. I didn't have a chance to take a look at it. But anyway, that's the kasha that Tosfos raises. Now, let's just finish up the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Yotzei, ho v'yotzei kasher b'bama. How do I know that by the din of Yotzei, that there's also such a din of im ala lo yered? Because by Yotzei, we know that it's kasher by b'bama. So therefore, we're going to be more lenient when it comes to Yotzei. Tamei, halva hutar bavodas tzibur. If the evarim of the carbon ola become tamei, why do we have a din of him olu lo yardu that if they go up on the mizbech they don't come down? Because we find that tuma is hutar b'tzibur. So since tuma is permitted b'tzibur, so we see that tuma has some sort of value to it as well. Chutz l'zmano. What about something that was chutz l'zmano? How do I know that that's also olu lo yardu? Holu meratz l'pigulo. Since it's meratz in regards to pigul. What does that mean? It's meratz in regards to pigul. So Rashi points out, "Hol v'chashuva hartzaas damo l'chayiv lov mishum pigul." The dam, the zrikas adam that you do on a carbon that had an avoda that was chutz l'zmano, that with machshava chutz l'zmano, is enough to label that carbon as pigul. K'moshe karvu matir of behechsher, meaning it's what do you need for the animal to be pigul? You need that all the matirim should be done properly, that all of the other avodas of the carbon should be done exactly right. So this is enough to be considered that it's done exactly right. And therefore it's considered on some level to be kosher, and therefore if it's brought in the Mizbeach, you're not yorid from the Mizbeach. chutz l'mekomo, hol v'hukash l'chutz l'zmano. How do I know chutz l'mekomo and malu lo yardu? So because of the comparison between chutz l'mekomo and chutz l'zmano. Shekiblu psulin v'zarku daman. How do I know if psulim were mekabel or zorik, the dam, that if the dam is ola or the emurim are ola, that it's lo yereid? Bahanach psulin d'chaz l'avod s'tzibur. Doesn't really work for everything. It's only those psulim that are roif for avod s'tzibur, like a kohen tame. So that type of situation, we're going to allow it that imalu lo yardu. So bottom line is, we derive from here that you can have a binyan av build off another binyan av. Something that's derived itself from binyan av can go be chozer malamed bebinyan av, and we learn that from the issue of lina, that we learn lina of emurin from the lina of basar bebinyan av, and the lina of the dam from the lina of the emurin bebinyan av. So says the Gemara, v'chidan in davar shalob echshero midavar shechshero. He says, wait a second, this whole thing doesn't work out. Because what was the original source? The original source was lina by basar, but as we pointed out, kachu mitzvaso. That's what the basar is supposed to have done. The basar is supposed to stay over for an extra day. How can you learn out something when you make a mistake from that which you're supposed to do? Of course, basarim alu lo yardu, you're not going to have such a din that it's absolutely possible, because that's the way you're supposed to do it. What's that got to do with a murin that had a lino that it wasn't supposed to have? So tana mizos taras ha'ola riba samachle. So no, it must be that we're really learning it from zos taras ha'ola. That zos taras ha'ola is a riboy, and that's what we're really. And it's from that Torah achas l'kola olin that imalu lo yardu. That's how we really know the idea of imalu lo yardu. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying that really it's not really Chozer Malamid Binyanav, it's just from Zos Taras Ha'ola, that's how we know all of these dinim. In which case our Raya would go away. I just noticed in the chart that they drew in Biri Hadaf, it keeps it as a Chozer Malamid. I don't know if that's true Lahalacha, that Binyanav with a Binyanav, I don't know if it's Chozer Malamid. It would seem like it's not Chozer Malamid, that we don't know. It would seem that also, in the end of the day, becomes an Ibaya Deloiv Shita, becomes a question that remains unresolved. Now, we discussed yesterday the idea that by Kudshim, Dafka by Kudshim, you can't have a double Limud. So we discussed yesterday some of the issues, what is considered Kudshim, what's not considered Kudshim. The most phenomenal Kiddush we had yesterday was the Oroch L'Ner Misech HaSukkah, who said that Sukkah has a din of Kudshim. But again, we turn to Rav Yosef Engel, who has a very fascinating insight, or a couple of fascinating discussions in Asron Dorais and Klal Yud Beis. Bo yudubar be'inyon midos hakadshim, de'be'inyon bu'shin la'akev, v'she'in l'meidim el-laman min el-laman. He says, I want to talk about the two special dinim of limudim by kadshim. Umawa nikra kadshim l'inyon midos ha'ela. What is defined as kadshim and what's not defined as kadshim in regards to these dinim? And he discusses three issues. The three issues he discusses are bigde kuhuna, Bikurim and Nazir. Are Bigdei Kuhuna, Bikurim, and Nazir, are they Kachim or are they Chulin in this regard? So when it comes to Bigdei Kuhuna, he says, well, we know there are two limudim. There are two dinim of kachim. One that you need shin l'akev, and two that ein l'meidin lamed min l'lamed. He says, davar pashut hu, that whatever, if bigdei kuhuna are going to be in one category, they're also going to be in the other category. Meaning, if they're going to be subject to the rule of not being lamed min l'lamed, they're also going to be subject to the rule of being in shin l'akev, and vice versa. Meaning, there's no way that you could split the two, say it's kachim l'gabe one, and not kachim for the other one. So he says, so now I have a raya. Rashi, Masech Zvachim, Daf Yir Alef Amud Alef, says, when it says Bigdei Kuhuna Merushalin or Mesulakin Ksheirin, Rashi says Ksheirin Afal Gav Dechsiv Mido Bad Shehei Kimidaso Hainu LeMitzvah V'lo LaAkev. Rashi says even though the Bigdei Kuhuna have to be exactly the right size, that's only the mitzvah v'lo la'akev. What does that tell you? That there's a din by Bigdei Kuhuna v'lechadchila, it's supposed to be this way Mido Raisa, but b'diyevet it doesn't pass Mido Raisa. They only have a lechachil and b'diavad on a daraisa by kachim, because it's only by kachim that you have shina levakas of la'akev. You don't have that by anywhere outside of kachim. So he says, so you see from that Rashi that if big day kuna are considered in the parsha of kachim in regards to that you need a double pasuk in order to teach us that it's ma'akev in regards to lechachil and b'diavad, then it also must be in terms of lamed min halamed. So that's his raya when it comes to big day kuna. However, he says, Problem is that there's a Tosus in Yuma that seems to say otherwise. Tosus in Yuma says, Shema lo mikri kachem elo gufei karbonos of big day kuhuna, chosunu melamdin behekish. Tosus says, beferish mesechus Yuma, that big day kuhuna can be chosunu melamdin behekish. That's when it comes to big day kuhuna. Bikurim, he also, it's just tremendous bikis throughout Shas. He says that Bikurim, we also find that you need shinila akev, makos taf yud chesam and beis, where the Gemara says that in, Rashi says that in Dibur Maskel HaRabbi Yehuda, vatam nir pasha daolu bai hava vanach ba'azara, ul Rabbi Yehuda v'rablazer ben Yaakov v'makosham bai gam tnufa ba'azara, imken kachim chashivi. Why should Bikurim be considered kachim? Because you need to bring it to the Azara, and according to many shittos in Tanaim, you even need to do a tnufa of the Bikurim in the Azara. Tnufa sounds like an avoda. Sounds like something that you would do with a karban, chaz v'shok, things like that. You do it with the peros of bikurim as well. So he says it smells like an avoda. So if it smells like an avoda, mistama, it's a din of kachim. So but then he says the truth is he found that it's a machlokas tanoim in the Yerushalmi and Trumos perik aleph halacha aleph whether bikurim is din of kachim, and he's done whether it's machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli. Unbelievable bekiyas. Classic reviews of Engel, and then finally he discusses whether Naziris you need Shinul Akev and Lamed, and whether you can learn Lamed min Lamed based on the Gemara Nazir Daf Tes, where the Gemara says that according to Beis Shammai that Ein She'ela Behegdish Hu Adin De Ein She'ela BeNaziris. Beis Shammai says just like there's no She'ela by Hegdish, there's also no She'ela by Naziris. Unlike a Neder, you can be Shaul on a Neder, can't be Shaul on a Naziris according to Beis Shammai. And it's Mavur in Tosus over there. The reason is because by Nazir it uses the Lashon Kadosh Yihyeh. So you use the Lashon of Kedusha, so Tos says, so you see, Dino Kehegdish. That's some of the Dinim of Hegdish. So it's Mavur that Nazir has a Din of Hegdish. Question is, that's in regards to She'ela. Does that mean it has Dinim of Hegdish in regards to the Limudim of Nazir as well? So he goes on a long discussion about that as well, whether Nazir has a Din of Hegdish, right? Because he used the Lashon Kadosh Yihyeh. Kadosh obviously gives you the impression that it's Hegdish. Yihyeh is the, it's always nice to point out, Yihyeh is the one Gematria on Kala Torah Kula that teaches us Din Daraisa. There's only one time in all of Kala Torah Kula that a Gematria teaches us Din Daraisa. Stam Nazir Islam Ad Yom. The Gemara says, how do I know? Yihyeh is the Gematria is 30. So that's why you know Stam Nazir Islam Ad Yom. It's a major discussion that we shown him and Achronim. Is that serious or is that just an asmachta? Meaning, do we really mean that that's the source of the din of stam? Or is it really halachah l'moshe m'sinai? And we use that as an asmachta. Whatever it is, but that's Rav Yosef Engel's discussion about what is and is not kachim in regards to all of these limudim. That closes off this discussion of double limudim when it comes to kachim. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. My taima. So, Shiari Adam. The Mishnah had said, the very first Mishnah in the Perek, I think that was the day that I was stuck in the snow, so we didn't read it together, but the Mishnah spoke about the various kachim, starting with Parvis Sarish Shel Yom HaKippurim, and it said, you do the Shechita B'Tzafon, you Mekabel Adam B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon, you need to do Hazaya, Bein Abad, and Parochas, Mzeh Hazav. Good, and then we said, the Shiari Adam, of those karbanos, you shofech al yisod ma'aravi shel mizbeach hachitzon. You pour it on the ma'aravi yisod, on the western yisod of the mizbeach hachitzon. So, not on the mizbeach hapnimi, nor on any of the other sides of the mizbeach hachitzon. Important that dafka on the western yisod of the mizbeach hachitzon. So says the Gemara, my time, why? Why is it there? Why is it poured there? So Gemara says, well, from the words al yisod mizbeach, we're going to darshan three things. Al yisod mizbeach ha'olah asher pesach ol moed, ha'hu depaga bereisha. It says al yisod mizbeach ha'olah asher pesach ol moed, and that means the first one that you encounter. Now there's a big discussion, Rashi and Tosaf here, where there were goris, those last three words. Hu depaga bereisha. First one you encounter. Do you need those words, or it just says al yisod mizbeach ha'olah asher pesach ol moed, and we derive from there, it's the yisod that is directly across from the pesach ol moed, which happens to be the yisod ma'aravi. Do you need the phrase ha'hu depaga bereisha? If you look at Tosaf, it's easier to look at Tosos. He quotes the pertinent parts of Rashi. Asher Pesach Ol Moed says Tosos, Yisod Shekenegad HaPesach, the Yisod that's across from the Pesach, V'zeu Ma'aravo Shem Lizbeach, that is the western side of the Mizbeach, Shu Keneged Pesach Eichel, Kach Pirish Bekuntros. That's how Rashi says. Basically, Rashi does not need the words Hu Depaga Bereisha. Rashi says, just the fact that it's across from the Eichel, that's all you need. V'lo garis masha kasu b'svarim ahu depaga b'resha, mishum de mashma mitam shein mavirin al mitzvos. Ahu depaga b'resha sounds like a different din. Not that we're that the Torah is giving us the location, el Pesach ol Moed, but rather that when you're coming from there, ha'u depaga b'resha, ein mavirin al mitzvos, you have the first opportunity to go do a mitzvah, you go and you do the mitzvah, you might as well take the first opportunity. V'lomina pasuk, Pesach ol Moed. But when it comes to the Karban Chatos, there is a shita also that you pour on the Yisod Ma'aravi. And we say, well, we'll learn it out from the Chatos Panimi. Which makes it sound like it's Mefurish Behedya by the Chatos Panimi, that it's not just a din in Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos, but it's Mefurish in the Pasuk by our Karbanos that we're talking about over here. Va'od de Ista Amri Al Yisod Drami, V'kamer Yilmud Yuridasam in a Keves. Why would one be more obvious than the other? Any time you're coming from that direction, memela, it's always going to be in mavirin al mitzvos. Why would you say, oh, let me learn it from there? Let me learn it from parvus hashol yom kippurim. Why would you learn from parvus hashol yom kippurim any more than any other carbon where you're walking in that direction? If the reason is in mavirin al mitzvos, so Tosfos says that Rashi isn't koris who the pagav. Because it doesn't make sense to be Gori Sudha Paga Bereisha. It doesn't seem that the Gemara was working with Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah. It seems like the Gemara was working with with a Dindo Raisa from the Pasuk, not based on Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah. So Tos says, okay, but why not Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah? You know, why not say Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah over here? So if you look weiter in Tos, very important line, four lines from the end. V'yishlomer delo shayich Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah, ele kashiyesh shtei mitzvah lefanav. Ein mavir nal mitzvos is only when you have the opportunity to do two mitzvos. Kigon dishum mizbeach pnei mitzvah minora, o kigon mitzvos kronos she'inu yodea mehechon yaschil. You have to sprinkle down on the kronos, you're not sure which one to start with. So it's this one or that one. One or the other. So how do you decide? First one that you encounter is the one that you decide. That's ein mavir nal mitzvos. Aval, l'kvoa mako mashvicha shirayim. But when you're only doing one thing, and you just want to know where to do it, lo kavinin mehay taima ilav de galik rabahedya, then ein mavirin al mitzvos is inoperative. Ein mavirin al mitzvos only when you have two choices. That's a fascinating discussion Rav Asher Weiss has in his sefer Minchas Asher on Bereishis. He has a piece on Parshas Vayera where I once heard Rav Asher Weiss speak, and he said, it was a little startling. He said, you know, just like parents have many children and, you know, they love all their children, but there's that one child that's really the apple of the parent's eye that he really wouldn't tell anybody, but he really loves that child more than everybody else. I didn't understand the mashal so much. I was hoping, I knew my parents loved me more than my siblings, but I always thought that was a joke. And he said, so too with your Divrei Torah. He says, I wrote so many pieces of Torah. This one is my favorite one. This is my special child. And it's the piece where he discusses what the difference is between four halachic concepts that all sound exactly the same. Ein mavirin al mitzvos, zrizin makdimin le mitzvos, shuhuye mitzvah lo mashinan, and chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. What's the difference between those four? So the unique characteristic of Ein Ma'avirin, we're not going to go through all four of them right now, we don't have time, but the unique characteristic of Ein Ma'avirin, he says, is this Tosfos, this idea, that Ein Ma'avirin is only shaykh when there are two. And you're choosing one or the other. The other three are not shaykh, are even shaykh when there's just one.
By Kronos, each count is a mitzvah. Where you ever see that?
By what?
By Kronos. Kronos says each one is a mitzvah. That's not two mitzvahs. Kronos should be one mitzvah.
By what? I'm sorry.
Said Kronos. That which count should start? That's also in my mind.
Oh, by the Kronos, yeah.
Each count is a mitzvah? What do you have?
I don't know, but two actions. I think the point is that when there are two actions, right, it's not two mitzvahs, it's two actions, yeah. We most notably apply Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs when it comes to Talis and Tefillin, right? We try to set it up that we take out the Talis first and that we take out the Shalyad first, so that, because we don't want to encounter the wrong mitzvah first. Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Three limudim from El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah. Number one, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah V'lo Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. That you don't pour it into the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, Ain lo yisod l'pnimi atzmo, meaning because there is no yisod on the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Tells me that there is no yisod. El yisod mizbeach ola, tein yisod the mizbeach shel ola. That you should give a yisod to the mizbeach shel ola. What does that mean? Tein yisod the mizbeach shel ola. So what it tells me is, Rashi explains that Tain Torah Shvicha Shirayim is so the Hilchos Mizbecha Shalola, that you should have the same dinim of Shvicha Shirayim to the halachos of the Mizbech Shalola, that the Mizbech should require the Ola, all the dumb that are in the eternal of Shvicha Shirayim El Yisod, meaning the din of Shvicha Shirayim El Yisod should apply to the Ola as well. Oh, Eino Ella, but maybe that third one should teach me Mizbech Shalola Yehali Yisod. Maybe it's not coming to tell me anything about Shvicha Shirayim of Karban Ola and of Shar Dam. Maybe it's only coming to tell me the Hilchos Mizbeach B'Matan Dama Shal Ola, that the two Matnos Dam should be Keneged HaYesod and not on the Mizrachis Dromis side, which doesn't have a Yesod. Maybe that's what the third one is teaching me. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Kal V'Chomer, I already know that from a Kal V'Chomer. The fact that you avoid the Keren Mizrachis Dromis by the Karban Ola, I don't need a Pasuk to tell it to me. I already know that from a Kal V'Chomer. Mashi Raim Shein Mechaprin to Unin Yisod Tchilas Ola Shemechaperes Inudin Shetuna Yisod. Because if Shirayim requires Yisod and it's not even a Mechaper, so the actual Matandam of an Ola, which is a Mechaper, of course requires Yisod. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a different version of the Kal V'Chomer, but the point is, either way, it's derived from a Kal V'Chomer, and it therefore frees up the Pasuk to teach me this din. So Rabbi Akiva, Mashi Raim Shein Mechaprin Vein Bon Mechapara Tuni Yisod. If Shirayim, which is not Mechaper and doesn't even come to try to achieve kapara, requires yisod tchilas olah shemechapara so bal kapara ein adin shetun yisod. Now, what exactly the difference is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva seems to be strikingly similar. So Rashi points out, you got to be patient. That later on we're going to explain what the difference is. So imkain matam lomer alisod mizbech olah ten yisod the mizbech shalola must be coming to teach me that din of give Torah shvicha shirayim of the yisod to the halachas of the mizbech shalola. Amar Mar, so what did we say? El Yisod Mizbeach, Velo Yisod Mizbeach HaPanimi. And we darshined that you don't put it in the Yisod Mizbeach HaPanimi. So, frankly, Gemara, Hami Baile Lugufei. But wait a second. How do you know that it's coming to teach me dafka a miut that don't do the shrich shirayim by the mizbeach apnimi? Maybe it's just coming to tell me that the din is that you're allowed to put in the mizbeach achitzon, and if I'm allowed to put in the mizbeach achitzon, kal v'chomer I can put in the mizbeach apnimi. How do I know that it's dafka coming to be m'mayit the mizbeach apnimi? So says Gemara, me'asher pesach ol moed nafka, that we derive from pesach ol moed, that means the chitzon. So it should have said el yisod mizbeach. Elisol Mizbech HaShar Pesach Ol Moed. Why Mizbech HaOla? Must be that it's coming to tell me a miut. That dafka, by the Ola, it's got to be dafka on the Chitzon, not on the Pnimi. Elisol Mizbech HaOla, Tein Yisod the Mizbech Shal Ola. So we say that the Mizbech Shal Ola, that's the din we just said, that it should have the dinim of Yisod, of Shrik Shraim Yisod. Because if you think it's only talking about the seer of the Nasi and not of all Karbanos Ola, Hani Lamali L'Shirayim. So the whole pasuk is only teaching me about a Shirayim. Shirayim Habroi Avadahu. The Shirayim are done on the outside. V'chi Tema Da'apich Mepach. Unless you say that no, maybe you're supposed to flip it around. You're supposed to flip around by the seer of the Nasi. You're supposed to flip around what's brought on the inside and what's brought on the outside. That the Broi L'Gav. The Gavoy Lebrai, and maybe that's what it's coming to tell me, that the Shirayim is done on the inside of the Matandam on the outside, Ha'ein Lo Yisod L'Pnimi Atzmo. But that can't be, because at the end of the day, there is no Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If there is no Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it can't be telling me that there's Shrich HaShirayim in the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we will start from there tomorrow, from O'Eino Ella. Okay.